It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. A newly discovered sketch by Beethoven for one of his greatest works, The Emperor Concerto, is heading for auction at Sotheby's in October. It could bring as much as $300,000. The confirmed draft is unique since most of the surviving sketches for Beethoven's Fifth Piano Concerto are in the Deutsche Staatsbibliothek in Berlin and the Pierpont Morgan Library in New York City. Musical historians value this fragment because it shows how the composer worked. Sketches at the top of the page would later be included in two different movements, and at the bottom of the page is a sketch for the first movement, some of which didn't make the cut into the final version. A part of the late Opus 127 string quartet by Beethoven sold at Sotheby's years ago in London for the equivalent of about $2 million. Another single sheet found in a Connecticut home of the King Stefan Overture sold for $100,000 last year. A recent study suggests that dancers may be more emotionally sensitive than the rest of us. The results may also point to the role the arts can play in empathy training. In the study published last month in the Journal of Experimental Psychology, Human Perception and Performance, brief video clips of ballet dancing were shown to two groups of people. Professional ballet dancers was one group, and a control group of those with no dance experience. Both groups read the emotion of the ballet clips correctly, but the dancers had much stronger reactions to the emotional content. The very cool thing about the study is that the dancers not only recognized the emotions better, but their bodies would also respond to the displayed emotional movements, says Julia F. Christensen, a research fellow and lead author of the study. The evidence suggests that training in the physical expressions made the dancers more sensitive to them. And this indicates an interesting possibility that the neurocognitive mechanisms that make people more sensitive might be able to be trained. The research might indicate that dance training might be a way to make people more aware of emotions. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music on 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.